Here's the translated text in English. Gold prices steady as Fed rate cut looms. Silver hits record high over $62. Oil steady as supply concerns cap gains. Market eyes Ukraine peace talks. Oil prices steady after declines with U.S. crude draw. Fed decision in focus. Silver prices hit record high above $60 on rate cut bets. Oil settles down about 1% as traders focus on Ukraine peace talks. Fed policy decision exclude U.S. bank floats plan to repay U.S. investors via Lukoil asset sale, sources say. EIA adjusts U.S. oil production forecast for 2025 and 2026. Gold prices just higher ahead of Fed decision, silver near record highs. Trafigura lifts dividend payments in 2025 despite lower net profits. Magnum's standalone future, sweet success or sticky start. Barclays weighs in, Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 0.12%. Storebrand raises 2028 profit target by 40%, announces NO12 blonde buyback plan. Aegon to move headquarters to U.S., announces $400 million buyback. How China Inc. is marching into Vietnam amid U.S. tariffs. TSMC revenue slips in November, still posts strong yearly growth. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.15%. Chinese chipmakers extend losses after U.S. moves to ease NVIDIA export curbs. Coupang CEO Park Dae-jun resigns following data breach. Amazon to invest over $35 billion in India on AI exports. Trump defends economic record at Pennsylvania rally amid frustration over rising prices. EU firms in China accelerating supply chain diversification, report finds. China CPI inflation rises in November. PPI falls further. Trump suggests Biden's AutoPen-signed Fed appointments may be legally challenged. Venezuela's Maduro says economy grew 9% in 2025, will grow 7% in 2026. South Korea jobless rate edges up to 2.7% in NOV. U.S. crude oil inventories drop more than expected, signaling bullish trend for prices. USDA leaves U.S. soybean export outlook unchanged after China sales resume. Switzerland says U.S. tariff reduction statement published in error. Bank of Korea board member says can't sit and do nothing about a weaker won. Shares on tenor hooks as Fed cut priced, guidance uncertain. U.S. trade deal with Indonesia at risk of collapse. U.S. official says analysis, Asian investors flock to Gulf debt in hunt for yield and growth. Trump plans final interviews with Fed chair candidates in coming days, WSJ. China's consumer inflation quickens in November, producer deflation persists, yen weak, dollar steady in countdown to Fed. Raleigh construction firm Cardinal Infrastructure raises about $241.5 million in U.S. IPO. Bitcoin price today rises to 92.6K ahead of potential Fed rate cut. Exclusive GSX Ubuntu Tribe launched $5 gold route to cut Africa EU transfer fees. Cardano climbs 11% in rally. The Sandbox ecosystem welcomes Web3 platform Corners Beta, now available to coin internet content. Bitcoin price today edges lower to 90.5K ahead of pivotal Fed decision. Pendle achieves record growth for 2025, $40 million annualized revenue, and strategic expansion to funding rates markets. BTCC Exchange integrates with TradingView, bringing professional trading tools to its 10 million global users. StanChart cuts Bitcoin price forecast for 2026. Here is the new target. TrustLink seeks to solve cryptocurrency's multi-billion dollar usability problem. Anglo American and tech shareholders approve merger to form Anglo Tech Cohort, reports 9% revenue growth, maintains full year outlook. Sampo continues share buyback with 2.6 million daily purchase. Denali Therapeutics prices $200 million public offering turns pharmaceuticals prices upsized $650 million public offering Chimera. Therapeutics prices $602 million public offering of common stock. Structure. Therapeutics prices upsize $650 million public offering. Wave Life Sciences prices public offering at 19 per share. Dyne Therapeutics prices upsized public offering at 18.44 per share.